same ideas, do they?
All right, bud, but I keep trying. I've been trying for almost 30 years. Some of them, squeak by, but most of them, she's not having it.
That would have been a good selling point, you know, get something to do the dishes for and also climb your tower, but we'll just keep working on her.
Better now. Let me tell you, last year I thought I had a breaking moment, because she just says, we were, you know, laying in bed one night and watching TV, and she says, so, you wanted a monkey, what kind of monkey would it be? And let's look at it on YouTube. So, I typed in, you know, capuchin monkey, and there's a whole bunch of videos there. And one of them's this woman who, she's got a monkey, and she puts lipstick on the thing. Combs its hair, you know, puts lipstick on it. It's the most hideous looking thing you've ever seen. And then she puts a diaper on it. And she's got some crazy looks with the lipstick, but when she put the diaper on, she said, no, and don't you ever ask me again, because it's not going to happen. No more diapers.
I can see that being not a good selling point, and I'm sure they're pretty hard to house train.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I'd probably like to have a monkey for a week or two. But, man, those things, they're all over the place. But, Dad had one in Vietnam, and he's got a bunch of pictures over there with the monkey they had on the welding barge, and he just looks at me like, you don't know what you're saying. But, I'm still going to try and, see if I can swing it one day. But they are all over the place, and, you know, I just, you know, that ain't going to happen to her. But I have fun trying anyway.
G8RON.
WD8RON. Go ahead, Ed.
Your comments about monkeys. Monkeys can be very dangerous. In we had a platoon who had a pet monkey. One of the patrol. Normally, when they went out on patrol, they would loosen the pins on grenades, so they were easier to pull out the pins. Well, as they were getting cleaned up and everything, a monkey picked up a grenade, pulled the pin because it was so easy, and threw it, and I think two guys died. Over.
Well, I never thought about that, but I guess I'd have to put my pistol up, because yeah, that I can see where that could be dangerous.
Got into your cables one day. I think it was your dog. Imagine what a monkey could do to your radio stuff.
I do a pretty good job messing things up. But you're right. Casey got into underneath my ham shack and just destroyed all my coax. I haven't fully recovered, to be honest with you. I just cannot get my SWR as low as I want, you know, as low as I had it. But he chewed up, I don't know, probably, I think it's 26 inches, and got the power supply wires and two strands of coax for VHF and HF. HF ain't that bad, you know, but VHF is just, you know, I'm running about 1.8 to 1 now, and I had it much lower, but I hadn't been able to get it back where I wanted.
With the Yagi you built, took it down, changed the cable, and on the ground, about 5 feet high, I'm getting about 1 to 1 now. I haven't tried it back up on the deck. Still have not been able to break your repeater over.
Yeah, Shane, you still in there? Go ahead.
Trying to conversation. And hello, Ed, to you. His name is Shane here. I don't think we've ever spoken, but good evening to you. Getting down here to exit 13, so I got a few more minutes before I might not be able to make it anymore. I don't have a lot. Just wanted to say hello and give you a hard time about that monkey business.
All right, Shane. Well, you be careful, and if we lose you, you be safe, and we'll talk at you later on down the log. But, Ed, just want to let you know, were you on the Yagi last night?
No, but I cranked it up to 50 watts because I didn't have a chance to orient the J-pool, and after thinking about it, I could probably have turned it and switched back and forth, but we were out on something. I've forgotten what it was last night, so I didn't get back in time to do it. Over.
Well, I meant when we did the Simplex Net. Were you on J-Pole last night?
Pole the whole time.
Just want to let you know, I had you almost full scale here. And I just can't explain that because we've done three of these things together. And I've never been able to really hear you. But last night I was just like, that can't be Ed. But it was. I mean, you were about a S9 and just a little bit of white noise, but I mean, I thought, man, you go, Ed, you got it.
But all the trees are off the leaves are off the trees up by where the antenna is, so that may have made a difference. Not sure how much difference that would make. Over.
Alright, well, at any rate, I meant to ask you, did you get the sticker in the mail?
A note about the dues, which I want to send, but I don't recall seeing a sticker. Over.
Should have been a sticker in there, but if you didn't see it or didn't get it, I'll get you one in the mail and get it back to you. But if you still have the envelope, check it out. But if you don't, let me know and I'll send you another one.
Thought that I did. Yeah, I know. I've been getting a bunch of stuff, and you were talking about organizations a while ago. I'm rather disorganized right here, so I'm sorting through papers. I was getting ready for a class and making PowerPoint slides for it. The class never came off and probably won't, but I've learned a lot about making PowerPoint stuff. Over.
NUE with WD8RON. Yeah, so I'm pretty good with PowerPoint. I used to be really good at it in the military, you know, doing a bunch of presentations, slides and things like that. But I don't know. Like I said, I'm starting to get a little bit of age on me, and my mind is just, it's just like things are slowing down or something. I don't know what's happening to me.
When you get older, there's all kinds of stuff being advertised. I'm taking some of it. Not sure it makes that much difference, at least. My wife thinks it doesn't. Over.
There's one out on the market that we've considered taking, which is, I think it was Prevagen. But, you know, we both noticed the other night that our hearing is atrocious, or mine is anyway. Eyesight, we both have to wear glasses. We noticed the other day when we went to Walmart or something, and both of us have gone up on the magnification level on the glasses, and you just can't remember, you know, can't remember anything. But you know, Dad just laughs, you know, because I mentioned it to him the other day. He just laughed. And he said, "Just where do you get to my age? You know, what are you gonna do when you get to my age?" He said, "I don't know what you'd do without me around here. I, you know, you forget everything. So I didn't say anything else to him, you know, because he just, you know, reminds me all the time. But he does have a good memory, but mine is horrible.
Thing, and I'm looking now for a site on the web. Drawing pictures of things helps, because you can remember the picture if you don't have to remember you've got the concept, and that helps you remember what you're trying to do. Let me look through here while you talk next, and maybe I can find this thing. Over.
But other than that, things have been going well for you. I know last time I got to see you, I know you was putting an entry box in for your radio, and it looked really nice. But what's going on the HF side? Do you get your radio straightened out and get your antenna up?
Antenna, it's a delta loop, 44 feet on each of the three legs to a 2-to-1 Balun. And you saw the setup with the two trees. That was my big hang-up, as to what kind of antenna to use. I put the one leg horizontal between the two trees, and I guess it's about 25 or 30 feet high. And the other part slopes down to the bottom of the hill at about a 45-degree angle. From there, I've got a stake in the ground with the Balun, about 1 foot high. So I've been, my first contact, because I figured on a hill I was not going to get much to the west. On my first contact, second Quebec, and on the third Cyprus. Over.
That's neat. I made a contact in Spain not long ago. I'd look at his logbook to see what his call sign was, but I think that's the furthest I've made it, that in Australia. But that's far and few in between. But, you know, I don't do a whole lot of DX in any way, but just occasionally, you know, I'll jump up and see what I can, you know, see what I can hear. But I tell you one thing I have noticed on HF that is becoming more frequent. Keeping in mind, I'm not on there every day. But it seems like every time I get on HF, there's an argument somewhere. Somebody's arguing over something. I mean, heated arguments. Two guys the other day on I think it was 20 meters, was arguing over the frequency. And just neither one of them let each other talk. They just mean, you know? And I just thought, well, that's great. Both of you gonna fight over the frequency. Now nobody can use it. But hey, whatever. I just spun the dial and moved out of the way. I'm not gonna get into all that.
Heard that. Most people have been fairly courteous. Once in a while, somebody gets after somebody, but basically very courteous. I've been working. Initially, I was working on 40 and 20 meters, the 7 megs and the 14 megs, and then I decided to expand, so I went to 28 and 21, and I've gotten quite a few there. I have had, since July when I started operating, I've had about 60 countries, and I think over almost 400 contacts, many of them overseas, a lot of European stuff. I talked to South Africa and Australia this morning, to Morocco, Casablanca. Over.
Neat. That's really neat. Well, I do a little bit of HF stuff on specific frequencies, but I like to listen now. I'll spin around and listen to you in here working on a project or something, and I don't know what it is. Every time I get the soldering iron out, I get a hankering to, you know, just listen. But it takes me 5 or 10 minutes sometimes to find a good conversation. But, you know, there's nothing like trying to work on a project and listen to a conversation, you know, all over the United States or wherever. And occasionally I'll find myself going, what did he say? There's no way, you know. And I'll just go back to working on my project. But it's entertainment, and I do like to listen.
Delta Loop, I'm using now an ICOM 7300. I've still got my Trio, but I got tired of having to retune for a different frequency. The ICOM, I can do it automatically. And I found this Delta Loop will load on just about everything except 18 megs. And I found out that you got to have a special antenna for that. There are a couple others it won't go on. I think some on 28 it won't. But by and large, I've had real good signal reports, a lot from Europe. And I've heard a lot at distance. I heard from Reunion Island off Madagascar. I heard the Falklands last night. But since I'm only operating 100 watts and people are using 1,000 watts with these big beam antennas, I'm not able to break through many of those.
Yeah, I know. You just can't compete. But I mean, you still have fun with it. I mean, there's no shortages of contacts to make, and you know, just keep working at it. But I mean, my goodness, man, I haven't. Like I said, Spain and Australia is the furthest I've gotten. I mean, my goodness, it just, you go in there and just turn the radio on, boom, there's Morocco. I mean, that's kind of neat.
28 megs around 10 o'clock in the morning. There seems to be a lot of European stations there because I'm still playing with different times. Comes midnight here, there's not much on anywhere. But I found in the morning 28 megs, 21 megs. Have quite a few frequent stations, over.
I understand. Well, I've got a simple dipole. I built a fan dipole now here. And I'd say that's probably some of the problems. But I've got mine set up in an inverted V, pretty low to the ground, because I'm trying to target a certain area. And it seems to work pretty well. Sitting right there, but that doesn't bode well for, you know, long haul. But I just leave it there and do my business, and then, you know, move on to something else. But I think I'll get off net. She's gone to Peace Center tonight, so I might tune up to 20 meters and just listen, see what I can find. But UE with WD8RON. Well, Ed, listen, I'm gonna cut it short with you if that's all right. I'm starting to show my tired a little bit, but hope you're doing well, and I'll go ahead and clear on out on your final.
Say Romeo Oscar November. You might try that Delta. It's 44 feet on each side. So I've got about 135 feet total with a few feet left over, and put the horizontal up between the two trees, feed it with coax on the 2-to-1 baling, and I've been very happy with the reports. Everybody says I've got a good signal and don't do anything to it, so I'm afraid to touch it. What I'm hoping to do this winter is put in a long loop up in the trees about 500 feet long. Over.
Okay. Well, good luck with it, and glad you're having success. Tell the missus I said hello. And with that, I'm gonna move on down the log, shut things down. Ed, 73s. You have a wonderful day. Wonderful day tomorrow. All right. Are there any additional stations Alpha through Zulu that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, please check in. KO4RMM. This is Kurt in Greenville.
RMM. Mr. Kurt, how are you, sir? It's been a while. Been a minute since I talked with you. You doing okay?
Okay for an old man. Just turned 50 today. I'm trying to get my brain around that. I was fighting it as hard as I could, but the counter caught up with me. So here I am, half a century on this side of the grass.
Yeah, there's no reset button on that. You just gotta deal with it.
One hand on the rope here. How you doing, Chad?
Good. Things been going well. Lost my grandmother a couple weeks ago, and that's been a pretty tough blow on the family. Dad's still lagging around a little bit, you know, but other than that, just trying to stay busy down in the shop and piddling around here and there, that kind of thing. Not a whole lot, but just enjoying things. How about you?
State meeting tonight. I'm driving to get some gas here and get a couple of groceries, and I was hearing you and the other gentleman talking, and enjoyed listening to you too. But I know you want to check it out. I just want to give you my sincerest condolences about your grandmother. I'm real sorry about that, Chad, and I pray the Lord is blessing on you and Anna, and of course your daddy. So I'll let you close her out. Just wanted to say hey to you, KO4RMM.
You have a wonderful day tomorrow, and you be safe. Nice talking to you. All right, with that, are there any additional stations that would like to make a comment? Please call KO4NUE.
Well, here's the guy. Tell me, can you get into W4TWX's Jack repeater from over there?
Andy, I cannot quite stretch it that far.
Quite frequently during the week when he's home and when he's done on 75 meters, he does a lot of working on DX, does a lot of DX working. And he'll come up and announce it on 441-800 quite often. Most of it's on 20 meters, but it is. And anytime there's any DX around, if there's any way you could do anything with his repeaters, he could let you know when there's DX on.
Okay. All right, well, I got his number. I'll give him a holler. I talk with him occasionally, but I hadn't talked with him in some time. I may give him a holler and see how he's doing. But, all right, Andy, well, I'm going to shut things down. I'm starting to show my tired a little bit. This is the second net I've called tonight, and I'm wiped out. So, 73's to you, and you be safe. All right, plus KO4NUE, please stand by for my net report. NUE, I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73's to all, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller. I am clear.
LZI also clear.
LVI, and fourth LK mobile. LVI, KI4LVI, and fourth LK. I'm pretty far south down here. Were you talking to Chad about W4TWX, Jack? Is that who you were talking about? I was calling his name when you were mentioning him. I can get into a UHF repeater from my location, but not his UHF. I hear him out on 20 meters. We've actually spoken on 20 meters before.
KI4L's the guy where he and W4AKG is the one that told me that rules here on ham band have changed, and ones that encouraged me to go and get my tech license back in 05.
I'm about to lose the repeater, but I didn't get any of that. Try it one more time.
What I'm saying is he and grade just before 8KG are the ones that encouraged me to go get my ham license in 05. They're the ones that told me about the rule changes.
I couldn't copy any of it. I'm too far down. I'm down at 164, and it's just not making it. I appreciate you coming back to me. Hope you have a good evening. N4ZLK.
Hopefully, you better location. K-I-4-L-Z-I.